She's bold, she's sassy. She's a woman over 50 living a life she designed on purpose with purpose. And now here's your host of Women Over 50, a life redesign podcast, Shelley Dryman.
Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of Women Over 50, a life redesigned. I'm super excited you're here. I got a fun topic to talk about today, habits, because I sort of geek out on habits. And I've been reading James Clear, Atomic Habits. So part of this is some of the stuff that I already knew. And then I'm going to talk to you about some of the things that he said that I thought were really interesting and a new way to help you stop your bad habits and start your good ones. Before we get started, though, I have a Facebook group, Women Over 50 Life Redesigned. I'll drop that down in the show notes. Also, I have joined Community. It's an online texting platform. Well, it's not really online. It's a texting platform that I had to apply to. And what it does is it allows us to know algorithms. I can text you stuff and you see it right away. Reminders of podcast episodes, you know, just all sorts of stuff. So I don't know what it's going to look like yet, but I'm an activator. I find something, I like it, and I do it. So you can text Women Over 50 to 417-246-3934. And I'll drop that down in the show notes below. So this episode on 5-Minute Friday, a new segment I'm doing is, why do bad habits taste so yummy and why are good habits so hard? So I'm not going to go into a lot of detail about the brain science behind habits. But what happens is, let's say you're eating a donut or a drinking a beer or a glass of wine or a margarita, my personal favorite, or you're eating a big, greasy, fatty piece of pizza. What happens is you take that bite and your brain gets an instant reward. It's like, woohoo! Thank you so much for that rush of sugar, of fat and salt. I love it. Your brain loves it. It stores it back there as a memory, and it constantly seeks that out after that. So it loves that rush of pleasure. It's an instant reward for your brain, okay? Sugary stuff, alcohol, drugs, smoking, it's an instant reward for your brain. So the results are favorable in the very, very short term. But in the long term, the results are not favorable. Because if you keep drinking soda, you keep eating pizza, you keep eating, you know, smoking and drinking as a full-time hobby or whatever, you develop illnesses, you become obese, you know, things like that. So the long-term results are not as favorable. So the good habits, so we're going to take up exercise. The good habits, we go to the gym, we don't have an instant reward. In fact, what we have is instant pain sometimes. Your body's like, what in the hell are you doing to me? Where's my donut? It doesn't like it. And the short-term rewards are not there. We don't go to the gym, you know, lift weights for half an hour, come out and be like, whoa, look at me, I'm buff. It doesn't happen that way. So we don't have those short-term gains. But the long-term results are more favorable. Because if you keep up the good habit of exercise, you'll become healthier, you'll tone up, you'll lose weight, you'll look better, you know, whatever your end goal is. So one of the things that James talks about is two things, really. So the first thing is when you are eating that donut or you're trying to break that bad habit of sugar or whatever, put yourself in a moment of pain that's going to happen 5 years from now. So if you keep on this track of eating sugary, fatty foods or drinking or smoking, what's going to happen 5 years from now? What's that pain point going to be? Try to bring that future pain point into the moment. And vice versa with the good habit. So you're like, you're frustrated because it's been 3 weeks and you're not, you know, you haven't lost your 50 pounds yet. Put yourself a year or two in the future to that pleasure point, that favorable result you're going to have, and bring that to the moment. So it really is just, it's a mindset. It's a mindset shift. So And, you know, like we talked about earlier, that the bad habits, the sugary stuff, it creates this instant reward. One of the things James talks about as a reward mechanism, which I thought was really super cool, is you take 100 marbles, put them in a jar or, you know, a container that you can reach in and grab. 90 of them are blue, 10 of them are red. So when you get finished at the gym, you go to your house, you put your hand in the jar, you pull one out. If it's a blue one, you get to give yourself a reward, whatever that looks like. So sort of this like special thing, you know, get a manicure, something healthy, buy a new pair of pants or whatever. One of the things I like to do with my running as an instant reward is I have a spreadsheet. So when I get finished running, I track it on my phone, on my Runkeeper. So when I get finished running, I go to my spreadsheet and I put down how many miles I ran, my minute per mile. So I get that instant gratification of seeing the progress, or just the fact that I have this whole spreadsheet of exercise that I've done. So that's sort of an instant reward for me as well. So that's something to think about. Okay, friends, I would love to know your thoughts on this. Yeah. So go to our Facebook page, group Women Over 50 Life Redesign. It's a private group. Text me, Women Over 50, to 417-246-3934. And let's have a conversation about these habits. See where you are. Okay, friends, until next time, stay awesome.
Thank you for joining Shelley today on Women Over 50, a Life Redesign podcast. Be sure to join the ever-growing community of like-minded women on Facebook. That's the Women Over 50, a Life Redesigned Facebook group. Join today.